Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Barbershop Group Podcast. Of course, I'm Charles, your host today, and it's just me telling you a couple stories, and we're going to talk about masturbation. That's right, masturbation. Can't get enough of masturbation, right? Recently, I've had to have a conversation with both of my sons, my eldest son and my second oldest, about masturbation. You know, the first one has found himself having trouble removing himself from the use of pornography and masturbation and trying to understand how it may impact his life in a negative way. And so he has some revelations to share with me. And then, of course, I had some things to tell him. And then my second oldest son revealed to me finally, hey, yeah, Dad, I have started masturbating and this is my frequency. And so there was a conversation that we had to have regarding that. So today we're going to talk about masturbation. Obviously it's something that most of you guys are familiar with. In fact, all of you guys are familiar with, and a lot of people may be dishonest about, but hey, it is what it is. It's part of human behavior. And so unlike a lot of people who run away from these topics with their children or about themselves, I jump right in. You know, my oldest son, is in college and is doing quite well in school. And doesn't really have a steady girlfriend. There are people that he sees here and there. And I'm glad that he sees women here and there and isn't fully committed to anybody, because I feel like, hey, he's too young for that. He's got a whole life ahead of him. And as things go with African-American men, I think that they need to spend a lot more time focusing on setting up the real foundation for their success. And that real foundation early on in life, early adulthood, probably shouldn't include a very serious relationship with an individual who probably doesn't even know where she wants to be in life either, right? I tell my son all the time, hey man, don't lock yourself in and don't lock someone else in. Don't get in somebody else's way. Remember that. And don't let anybody get in your way. Okay, be kind, be courteous, be a gentleman, but don't bite off more than you can chew, or more than that, than you're ready to take on. Don't do that. So, you know, here we are. The internet is everywhere, right? And pornography is everywhere on the internet. And he comes to me and he says, hey, man, I'm having these issues. And I say, okay, well, let's talk about it. You know, one of the things that I told my son was this. Try as you as much as possible not to masturbate using pornography, because it's one thing to masturbate and develop fantasies in your own mind without the use of those types of visual aids. But it's another thing to find yourself getting trapped into using pornography and not being able to relate to actual women, or having unreal expectations about women, or getting to the point where you just can't experience arousal and erection when you're with a woman in front of you, right? I mean, and that happens. And so, you know, my warning to him was be careful. Be extremely careful that it doesn't overtake your life. And also pay attention to some of the patterns that you exhibit, some of the patterns that you find yourself falling into. Are you using pornography when you're extremely stressed? If you feel rejected, if you're bored, you know, if you've developed a healthy routine before and you've gotten out of it and now you're filling that void with pornography, ask yourself those types of questions, right? This isn't necessarily me talking about pornography is completely bad for everybody. I realize that some people out there feel like they can engage in the use in pornography and the observation of pornography, and others can't. But the things that he expressed to me let me know, hey, you know what? This is a slippery slope for you, so be careful. With my younger son, he finally admitted that he had entered the realm of masturbation. Wow, go figure. You know, it happens, right? It's not uncommon at all, and we're going to talk about how common it actually is. And one of the things that I told him, being that he lives with girls, is, hey, recognize that there's a safe way to masturbate, a safe way to experience yourself sexually. Let's develop those boundaries. Let's talk about what those boundaries are and why. Because you do not want to expose anyone in the household to something that is natural, but that may be seen as unnatural, depending on, right, the exposure and what they see. So we had a conversation about boundaries, as well as the conversation about make sure that when you are masturbating, you are not doing so to pornography, that you're not doing so to lewd images, things that you know you wouldn't really, really feel comfortable with putting out there. Understand that masturbation is normal, but there are certain aspects of masturbation that guys get involved in that may run afoul of what society's moral expectations are. Okay, and just certain things, man, you may have to check yourself on. And we talked about what those things were. Like, for instance, you know, looking at objectifying images, and pornography is one area where things, people are objectified. But two, looking at images of rape and you know, things like that. That's a big problem that's still out there for a lot of guys. They look for those power and control scenarios that get them off. Be careful about these types of things. You know, obviously we have to talk about animals. And I know a lot of you guys out there might laugh, but I got to tell you a quick story about that. When I was working at a group home, we had an individual who was a juvenile sex offender. We were all sitting around watching Planet of the Apes, and we saw that this young man was entranced in the TV when the Planet of the Apes movie came on. One of my colleagues said to him, "Hey man, what do you think about that woman right there?" And she was one of the apes. He said, "Boy, you think that woman is sexy, don't you?" And he said, "Yeah, I sure do." And we looked at each other like, "Oh wow, okay." So that's what we're dealing with. So you got to be really, really careful about things like that. You know what I'm saying? But these are the conversations that dads have to have with their sons. And you have to have recurring conversations because these things evolve. So again, masturbation. We know that a lot of people do it. But we also know that a lot of people try to dissuade people from engaging in masturbation. And they do things like talk about side effects, right? Let me tell you guys, masturbation is extremely normal and it's a healthy sexual activity. And it doesn't have many side effects. It certainly doesn't have the side effects that we probably grew up hearing about. There are a whole lot of bizarre claims out there about masturbation. I'm sure you've heard them. Going blind. Yeah. I think that was in a few movies, right? You know, so you know, masturbation obviously is when somebody stimulates the genitals for sexual pleasure, or, you know, it may not lead to sexual pleasure. Now, I know that that's something that a lot of guys aren't necessarily into. You talk to a guy about masturbation, but not masturbating to have an orgasm, he might be like, "What?" But yeah, it's a thing. Okay. In fact, Dave Chappelle has a skit in one of his comedy shows where he talked about getting older, sitting on a toilet masturbating, and then just getting up like, "I don't even want to come right now." It actually does happen. Okay. Research out there has found that adolescents between the ages of 14 and 17 years old in the United States masturbate. That's about 74% of men or of young boys masturbate. Okay, now that's in contradistinction to about 48% of women. But again, it's a barbershop group for men, and y'all know who I'm focusing on right now. It's the men. So 74% of boys between the ages of 14 and 17 masturbate. Now, among older adults, it's about 63% of men that masturbate. Okay, a lot of people masturbate for different reasons. Obviously, pleasure is one of them. Enjoyment and fun. And tension release. Okay, so stress, that's a big thing. Some individuals masturbate alone, and some individuals masturbate with their partner. It's all about that level of comfortability. Okay, so it's real. But check out some of these masturbation myths, and I had to talk to both of my sons about these. Okay, most claims about masturbation are not backed up by science at all. There's really no scientific evidence to show that masturbation causes any adverse effects There are some things that that I'll mention to you that you have to be careful about. But check this out, man, because I mean, these are things that we heard. We heard masturbation causes blindness. It doesn't. Masturbation causes hairy palms. I'm sure you guys have heard of that in some movie or something like that. There may even be people telling you that it causes impotence later in life. There have been people on social media who are not doctors, they're not scientists, they're not therapists, they don't work in any mental health capacity at all. And they'll talk about how you have to retain your semen to hold on to your testosterone and stuff like that. Some of you guys have probably seen these things before, and it's not evidence-based. There are no clinical studies on things like that. Okay. Another myth about masturbation is that it's going to cause erectile dysfunction. In and of itself, masturbation does not cause erectile dysfunction. Okay, now somebody could be using pornography up to a point where they are no longer connecting to their partner emotionally and physically, and that will cause ED. Okay, but in and of itself, masturbation doesn't cause ED. Here's a funny one. It's going to cause your penis to shrink. Not true. All right. And this is another one that we saw out there. And one sex therapist put it up as a joke. And a lot of guys believed it. They said, well, if you masturbate too much, your penis is going to curve. So penis curvature. It's actually a medical condition for that. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, penis curvature. And that's not true. That's a myth too. Doesn't cause a low sperm count. Doesn't cause infertility. It certainly doesn't cause mental illness, nor does it cause physical weakness. And I got to tell you something about the last one. Being an athlete growing up, I used to always hear people say, hey, masturbation is going to cause physical weakness, man. Don't masturbate. You got a game coming up. You need all your strength. We used to hear stuff like that. Or I remember when people were watching Mike Tyson box, and Mike Tyson was out there just beating on everybody. And guys would be like, man, you know what? He need to go get him some. Yeah, no, that it doesn't work that way. Okay. Now listen, some couples worry that their relationship might be unsatisfying if either one of them masturbates. And yeah, that's not true either. Okay. Most men continue to masturbate either alone or they masturbate with a partner when they're in a relationship or they're married, you know, they find it enjoyable. Now, you may not admit this openly to someone else. But guys, I feel like if we're really going to teach our sons and younger men about healthy behaviors, this is something that we kind of have to open up and talk about within our own lives, or at least talk about generally so that the guys understand, right? So just think about that, right? Side effects of masturbation—it's really harmless. Some people may experience chafing or tender skin if they're too rough. Now, guys, really. Be careful about that. Okay. But this will usually heal in a few days. Just don't go ham on yourself, man, like that. Don't hurt yourself. Now, I can tell you, having worked with JSOs and other sex offenders, there were individuals who would masturbate so much and so frequently to the point where, yeah, they did cause some harm to their own bodies. Okay. One of the things about the frequency of masturbation and men is this: if you masturbate a lot within a short period of time, you might experience a slight swelling of your penis, and it's called edema, right? Or you might experience some swelling of the head. So you got to be careful about that. It usually will go away within a couple of days. As long as you relax your masturbation routine, it'll tend to go away. Now, there's one particular psychological side effect of masturbation that really prevents a lot of people from even talking about masturbation, and that's guilt. Some people worry that masturbation conflicts with their religious, spiritual, or cultural beliefs, and that's a lot of people. I say some, but that's a lot of people. I mean, let's face it. If you go to the Judeo-Christian and Islamic views of masturbation, man, nobody in religious centers are talking about the benefits of masturbation. They're trying to get people not to do it. Or if they're not trying to get people not to do it, they're at least trying to get people not to talk about it too much. Okay. And so that can kind of, increase the amount of shame. that you got out there. And if you're feeling that, I would suggest that you probably go to a sex therapist. I would also maybe do some searching for individuals who share your religious orientation, who may have a different understanding about sex and masturbation, and who can shed some light on how to have a healthier view of your body, you know. Because I mean, desire, if you're a believer in God and you believe that God created things, everything, then God also created a desire that you have, and you just kind of got to learn how to navigate that. Again, seek out a therapist or a healthcare professional who can help you with that. Okay. One of the things that you have to be aware of is decreased sexual sensitivity. You know, if you guys out there have an aggressive masturbation method that involves a tight grip, you know, you may eventually experience desensitization. All right. Just change up your technique. All right. Maybe you have to get a toy for men, a fufu of some sort, whatever you want to call it. You know, go to the adult store and look at some other things, and instead of using that grip that's causing the sensitivity issues, right? So you may want to look at getting a vibrator. The vibrator has actually been proven to help erectile function in men, so nothing wrong with that, right? One of the things to take a look at all the time is some research on prostate cancer. And this research gets a little weird because there's some research out there that says that masturbation helps decrease your chances of getting prostate cancer, and there's some research out there that says that it increases your chance of getting prostate cancer, right? So a 2003 study showed that men who ejaculated more than 5 times a week during their 20s, they were one third less likely to develop prostate cancer than those who ejaculated less. Okay. There's another study, 2016, where researchers found that men who ejaculated 21 times a month or more, they had a reduced risk to developing prostate cancer as well. 21 times a month, that seems like a lot. I'm not trying to judge. I'm just thinking about that, and I'm like, oof, okay, yeah. But that's what they found. Now, 2008, on the flip side of it, you know, there is a study out there that said that men who masturbated a lot during their 20s and their 30s, they had an increased risk of prostate cancer, especially if they masturbated regularly. So, I mean, I don't know what to make of that. When we look at studies, guys, there's always going to be a study that's in favor of something and another study that comes along to oppose the thing that you recently came across. So you just kind of have to do your homework with that, and also assess your bodies and talk to your doctors. That's what's really important. Now, the most important thing of all regarding masturbation is this: you can't let it disrupt your daily life. And this is where I divert away from a lot of my colleagues and friends who are therapists and clinicians. If they are not addictions counselors per se, we have a little bit of a difference of approach here. Okay, if this thing is disrupting your life, if masturbation is disrupting your life, okay, whether it's masturbation alone or masturbation with pornography, you got to take a look at some things. Okay, if it causes you to miss work, school, or important social events, you may want to seek help. If it interrupts your daily functioning, you may want to seek help. If it affects your responsibilities and your relationships with others, you may want to seek help. Okay, if it serves as an escape from a relationship that you're in, if it serves as an escape from relationship issues or substitute for real life experiences, you may want to seek help. Now, I didn't use the words addiction and things like that, but as you can hear, it's got some of the same, you know, presentations to it, right? When your daily functions are interrupted, then, well, now you got some decisions to make, okay? Somebody who thinks that they might be adversely impacted by masturbation or by their masturbation practices, yeah, I can't say it enough. There are healthcare professionals out there to talk to. Don't just go and talk to your friends about that. Therapists are out there There are groups out there, supportive groups out there that have existed for a long period of time who have addressed these issues. I personally am a fan of Sex Addicts Anonymous and sex therapy. Okay, that's a big deal in my life. Okay, it's helped straighten out some things that I had going on. A doctor or counselor may suggest you go to therapy, and it really, really helps. And they can kind of like determine along with you ways that you can manage the sexual behavior. Doesn't mean that you're necessarily addicted or that there's anything wrong with you. That's not what you're going to therapy for. You just want to get a handle on your behavior, and that's a start. Okay, so I just wanted to talk to you guys about masturbation, because again, I know a lot of people ain't gonna talk about it, man. But I thought it was ironic that I had to have a conversation with my older son and then the one next to him in age. And I was like, okay, you know what? I wonder if men are out there really talking to their sons about the boundaries of masturbation, the expectations about how to get it done, the dangers of involving or the dangers of having lax boundaries regarding masturbation, right? Because those things are really important, because that's what leads guys to offending other people. So we got to be able to talk to them about these things. But just wanted to share a little bit about masturbation with you all. Hopefully I'll get back to the topic one day and go a little bit more in depth. But if you have any questions, you can reach out to me. You can reach out to me on Instagram at The Mind Barber. You can also contact me on Facebook or Twitter if you have any questions about things that are in this episode. Again, just check out the show notes. I'll put up a couple books in the links for you all to look at if you're interested in learning more about masturbation and more about addictive tendencies, right? But hopefully this episode will help you, if you've got sons, help you break open a conversation with them, right? And it may even help you personally, and you may want to talk about some of these issues with your own partner. So until next time, guys, be well, and we'll talk to you soon.